Praise the Lord. So good to see all of you here tonight. Amen. You can give yourselves a hand clap. Praise the Lord. God is here tonight, as He always is when we come together. Amen. In His name. And He always has a word for everybody. Isn't He a good God?
Yes,
amen. He's awesome. Praise the Lord. The title of my message tonight is Be Increase Minded. Yes. Praise God. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 54.
Hallelujah.
Chapter 54. Very good, Bean. I didn't have to say anything this week. Was that you? Praise the Lord. Isaiah 54 and verse 2 says, Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. Amen. So it sounds to me that God has a vision of increase for His people. He doesn't want us to be stagnant. He doesn't want us to stay at one place and personally in our lives. He wants us to increase. God wants you to enlarge your vision for your life. He wants you to prepare yourself for increase. Can anybody say that they'd like to have increase in their life? Amen. Praise God. He doesn't want you to settle for anything less than His best and His greatest for your life. Amen. See, He has a plan of increase. See, we might be at a place where we think that we have reached the best that we can reach, that we've reached the highest that we can go, that we've made as much as we can make. But God says, no, there's more, because He is a God of increase. He is a God of more and more. Amen. So He wants us to have that mentality of increase, thinking bigger, moving forward, thinking greater, always, always. Don't be happy with where you're at. Don't be happy, we think a lot of times, God did all these great things way back there in the Old Testament many years and years ago, but God doesn't do those things today. Yes, He does. Amen. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Hallelujah. He's a good God. He's a great God. He's a mighty God. He's a wonderful God. He is the healer tonight. Amen. He is the deliverer tonight. He is the one that provides all of our needs. I'm so glad that all of God's promises are yea and amen. God does not forget His promises. Sometimes we might forget the silliest little thing, but thank God, God never forgets anything. Amen? And His promises for His children are at the top of His list. He wants to do good for you. He wants to bless you. He wants to increase you. Hallelujah. He wants to do more and more for you. Psalms 115, 14 and 15 says, The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. I believe He wanted to just paint a picture right there. I made heaven and I made earth. I'm a great God, amen, and I bless you. I bless my people. I bless you tonight. The God who made heaven, the God who made earth, has put His blessings upon you tonight. That's your God. That's who you serve. You are the child of Almighty God tonight, amen. You are blessed of the Lord tonight, hallelujah. He wants you to increase more and more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He wants you to see yourself as blessed. Amen. He wants you to go around thinking, I am the blessed of God. Hallelujah. I am blessed coming in and I am blessed going out. I'm blessed in the city and I'm blessed in the field. Everything I put my hands to prospers. Amen. Hallelujah. He wants you to be increase minded. See your finances increasing. Amen. See your health increasing. See yourself increasing spiritually. Yes. Hallelujah. You mean I can go to a higher place spiritually? I can increase spiritually? Yes. And amen. Hallelujah. So we should have that earning, that desire on the inside of us to grow and increase spiritually. Amen. To grow and increase in our bodies, to grow and increase in our minds, to grow and increase in our finances, to grow and increase in every area of our lives. See yourself as having the favor of God. God says that His favor surrounds you as a shield. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't care what's going on in the world. I don't care if the economy is bad. I've got the favor of God surrounding me. Hallelujah. Just like a shield. Hallelujah. Covering me. So I'm not looking at what's going on in the world. I'm looking at who my God is and what my God says I can have and who my God says I am and in Him. Amen. See yourself as the head and not the tail. See yourself above only and not beneath. See yourself as the lender and not the borrower. Woo, glory to God. You mean I can be the one that people come to me and say, I need some money. And I can say, okay, here you go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See yourself as strong. Sometimes I have to talk to myself. Don't sit there and act like you never talk to yourself. I know better than that. Sometimes I have to say, let the weak say I am strong. So by faith, not by feeling, not by sight, I just say I am strong. Amen. And I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Hallelujah. I can do what God says I can do. Glory to God. By His strength, by His power, working on the inside of me. Amen. I say I'm infused with the power of God. Amen. Glory to God. See yourself anointed and highly favored of God. Amen. See yourself as God's favorite child. Amen. Amen. See yourself as receiving the wealth transfer. Yes. Hallelujah. It belongs to you. The Word of God says it's yours. Amen. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. And if you've got Jesus Christ, if you've made Him Lord of your life, you are the just. Hallelujah. So it belongs to you. Hallelujah. It's the truth anyway. It belongs to you. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to get the revelation. It belongs to me. Healing belongs to me. Health belongs to me. Finances, prosperity belongs to me. Hallelujah. Strength belongs to me. Glory to God. I want to be like Moses. I want to be able to climb a mountain in my old age. Amen. Glory to God. See yourself, though. Sometimes we have to change the way we see things. Hallelujah. We have to change the way we think by renewing our minds with the Word of God. See, we have to see it on the inside before we see it manifest on the outside. Glory to God. And we get that by the Word of God. What does God's word say about this? What does God's word say belongs to me? What does God's word say I can have? Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 9 and 8, and the New Living Translation says, and God will generously provide all your needs. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. Glory to God. That sounds like a God of increase to me. That sounds like a God that wants me to be blessed. Hallelujah. He wants me to be blessed coming in and blessed going out. And he wants everything that I have to be blessed. He wants my children to be blessed. In my case, my child. And one day, my grandchildren. Amen. He wants them blessed. Hallelujah. Blessed. Hallelujah. God is more than enough. Glory to God. More than enough. There was this woman, she was a single mother and didn't have any help other than her own self to take care of her kids, to raise them and provide for them. And they struggled, as you can imagine. A lot of you know exactly what I'm talking about. They struggled for several years. But this mother knew the God that was more than enough. She knew that God was a God of abundance. And that's what she taught her boys. She taught them that God is a God that will provide our needs, that he is a God that is more than enough, that he is a God of abundance. And her kids believed that. That she told them what the word said, and they just believed it. And her oldest son, even though he knew the struggles that they were having as they grew up, he said from just a young child, he would always say that he was going to get a scholarship to go to college because he wanted to go to college so bad. And he knew that it was going to take God. Amen. His mama taught him well. He was looking to the right one. Praise God. Wasn't looking at the limitations of the things that he had grown up and seen, but was looking to God to provide the need. Well, a few years later, he graduated from high school, and he graduated second highest in honors of the whole school. And God is so good. Yes, yes. He's more than enough. Yes, yes. He's abundance, amen. Yes. This boy received 9 scholarships, amen, totaling over $1 million. Oh, wow. His undergraduate, his master's, and his doctorate all paid off in full. That is a God of abundance, amen. That is a God that will provide your need. That is a God that is more than enough. That is a God of increase, amen. See, we limit God so many times when we look at what, well, you know, this is the way it's always been, and this is the way it's just going to be, but we're not looking to our God. We're not looking to how great and mighty he is, what he can do. See, we put limitations there because our mind can't think so many times that we can actually rise above our circumstances, that we can actually rise above how we were raised, amen? That we can actually rise above those things that have happened in our past. See, we've got to let go of those things from the past. We've got to let them go, amen? We've got to let go of those bad experiences so increase can come. Because God has got a plan, amen? He has a greater plan for your life than that bad experience. He has a plan of increase for your life. He has a plan that's greater for you. Hallelujah. So we've got to let go of some things. We've got to let go of what mama and daddy experienced. Amen. We've got to let go of a bad marriage. Amen. We've got to let go of all those things because God has got a greater thing. God has got a new thing. Amen. Hallelujah. God, the God that is more than enough, the God of abundance. Hallelujah. Is there anything too hard for God? No, nothing is too hard for our God. Glory. We've got to get past this, what we see, and we've got to get past this, what we think. Amen. And we've got to get past this, what we feel. Amen. To receive what God wants us to have. To receive the greater, to receive the increase, to receive the abundance, to receive the healing that God says belongs to us. Hallelujah. Have an abundance mentality. Expand your vision for your life. Hallelujah. Even my child, Benjamin, he's 30. I still call him my child, my baby. You know, he always will be. I don't care if he's 100 years old. He still will be. And he always had a big vision. I mean, he always had a really big vision. And he would just speak the word. Well, it wouldn't actually be scripture word for word, but he would do the word. Just like he got this, his first little bicycle. I don't know, what was he like, 2 or 3 years old? And he would try to ride that bicycle, and it had training wheels, and he'd get on it, and he'd go for a second, and then the bicycle would turn over, he'd fall off of the bicycle. Well, he'd get back up, he'd get back on the bicycle. See, we give up after the first time we fall. But see, we've got to be like those little kids. They just get right back up. They're not afraid. Amen. They don't have that fear. They get right back on the bicycle and try it again. Well, he did that over and over and over, kept falling off. Well, he went to bed that night. The next day, he said he had a dream. And he said he could ride his bicycle. And he believed it. Amen. He got on his little bicycle that morning and he took off without the training wheels. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. We've got to get past those bumps in the road. Hallelujah. We've got to get past the failures. We've got to get past the bad experiences. We've got to get past the bad relationships. Amen. We've got to put those things behind us. And we've got to look ahead. We've got to look forward. Amen. We've got to have an increased mentality. We've got to believe that we can do it. Because the enemy will tell you every day of the week, especially if we listen to him and pull up a chair and just agree with him. See, he'll tell you can't do it. But that's not what your God says. He says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. Increase-minded. Be increase-minded. Amen. Hallelujah. God has got increase on his mind for you tonight. In every area of your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I homeschooled Benjamin for 12 years. And that was I'm bragging on my baby tonight. He was a smart boy. It was more like he was teaching me than I was teaching him. And he had determined that he wanted to learn computers. I mean, he was young when he started wanting to do computers. And me and Daddy knew nothing about computers. I don't even think we had a computer then. I don't think we even had one. And where'd he get this idea? He wanted to work on computers. He wanted to learn everything about them. So he would go to the bookstore, and he would get all these computer books for dummies. You ever seen those? And he could get those, and he would read those books for hours. And I tried to pick one up, and I didn't understand a thing it said, and I thought, this is the most boring thing I have ever read in my life. But he was just engrossed in those books. Hours, days, just constantly in those books. And I don't know how many he had. And then there was a couple that started coming to the church. How old was Benjamin when they started? About 10 maybe, or maybe a little older when they started coming. He was about 12 years old probably. And this guy happened to work at an IT place. And a young couple, and he asked Benjamin one day, he said, would you like to be apprentice at the place where I work? And Benjamin's like, yes, what 12-year-old that loves computers wouldn't want to do something like that? Okay, thank you. He's keeping me straight on my story here. It has been a few years ago. So anyway, Benjamin was very excited about it. So at 15 years old, he started apprenticing at this computer shop. And he learned very, very quickly, and he loved it so much. Now he is... you would call him probably vice president of the company he works for. And he travels all over the world giving seminars on computer stuff. And he's written a couple of books, and they have sold very well. Amen. But it started with a vision, amen, that Mama and Daddy couldn't even think of what Benjamin, and he was always so shy, quiet, shy child, that he would even think about, going to this kind of business and then traveling all over the world doing conferences. But he absolutely loves it, and God has blessed him so much in that. But what I'm saying tonight is God wants to increase you. Yeah. Amen. Don't limit God. Hallelujah. See, some of you have had visions of doing things, but fear has slowed you down or even stopped you. But God says, go forward. Go on. Pick that thing back up that you've laid down. He wants to increase you. He wants to bless you. You are blessed of God. And the favor of God on your life will open doors that no man can shut. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God, the God of abundance. Hallelujah. Expand your expectations. And I'll end with this. Psalm 35 and 27 says, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. God takes pleasure in prospering you. And he wants you to prosper spirit, soul, and body. He wants every part of your life to prosper. Amen. He wants you to be happy. Yes. You mean God is really concerned whether or not I'm happy? Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He wants abundance in your life and every area of your life. Does he want you to have joy? He wants you to have joy unspeakable. Amen. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. Yes, he wants all those things. He wants them for you. He wants them for your children. Amen. He wants your family to be happy. He wants joy in your home. Hallelujah. He wants all those things for you because he's a good God. Hallelujah. You can let Ashley know she can come on in here to close out the service tonight. Glory to God. Have you received something tonight? Has God spoken to you tonight? I hope that somebody has been stirred up tonight. That thing that they have dreamed of, that they had a desire for, that they had a vision for, but maybe because of the circumstances of life, you've laid it down. You've just kind of put it to the side. Well, God's saying tonight it's time to pick it back up. It's time to go forward. It's time to increase. Amen. He wants to increase you more and more. Hallelujah. Give God a hand clap of praise tonight. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we just spend a minute in God's presence before I turn it over to Ashley? Father, we just thank you for your love tonight. We thank you for your presence in this service, Father. We thank you for speaking to our hearts. We thank you, Father God, that you are the God that is more than enough. And Father, that you bless us, Father God, with an everlasting blessing, Father God, on our lives. You called us, Father God, and you have blessed us, and we give you all praise and honor that we are blessed coming in, and we are blessed going out, Father God, and everything we put our hands to prospers. We give you all praise for that, Father. Thank you for your goodness tonight. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your love tonight, God. Thank you for your mercies tonight, Father God, that are renewed every day. Thank you. And thank you, Father, that we are your favorite children tonight. Father, that you're not withholding any good thing from us, but that you want to pour, you want to lavish your love on us. You want to lavish your goodness on us. You want to lavish your blessings on us tonight. And Father, we receive all that you have, all that you desire, Father God, all that you have provided for us. We receive it tonight in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We give him glory this night. Praise God.